Brazil's World Cup exit at the hands of Norway marks a shocking low for a once mighty footballing nation. Here's why this failure could reshape the team's future under Carlo Ancelotti. Despite Ancelotti's arrival following a heavy loss to Argentina, Brazil's performance has stagnated. In his 16 matches, he has secured 10 wins, 3 draws, and 3 losses. But the team's midfield, historically a strength, has faltered. The loss to Norway highlights a critical issue. Brazil was outpassed and outplayed, revealing the weaknesses in their squad. The reliance on Casemiro, who Ancelotti recalled after a long absence, proved problematic, especially given his struggles in open space. Bruno Guimarães had a promising tournament until his missed penalty against Norway. Additionally, Lucas Paqueta's injury left a critical void that Ancelotti failed to fill effectively, relying on Gabriel Martinelli instead, which left the attack lacking creativity. Ancelotti's squad selection also raised eyebrows, with only 5 midfielders named. As Brazil continues to produce an abundance of wide strikers but lacks quality midfielders, the question remains, can Ancelotti instigate the necessary changes to revitalize Brazil's footballing legacy ahead of 2026? The pressure is mounting for a radical overhaul.